bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Kerry and Bush and health care. John Kerry today criticizing George Bush's failure to negotiate drug prices or consider drug reimportation. Kerry called Bush's health care policies, quote, a cradle-to-grave irresponsibility plan. Last week, Kerry publicly called for Donald Rumsfeld's ouster, and he also voted this week against the nomination of Condoleezza Rice as Secretary of State. On health care today, Bush said doctors and hospitals could save money and lives if they would only convert to computerized record keeping, and Bush says he is ready to spend more money to encourage that conversion. He visited the Cleveland Clinic today, Bush announcing plans to spend $125 million next year to test computerization of health records. U.S. soldiers spreading out around Baghdad with extra ammunition, preparing for Sunday's national elections in Iraq. Iraqi police and soldiers, they say, are expected to play the most visible security role, manning checkpoints and securing polling places, many of which have already been attacked by the rebels in Iraq. U.S. military officials say American troops will be ready if the Iraqis become overwhelmed. About 300,000 Iraqi, U.S., and other multinational troops and police are expected to provide security for the voting, which is to take place at thousands of polling centers around the country. Officials say the security plans for the election include stationing patrol boats on the country's rivers, tanks and important roads and bridges, and warplanes flying overhead. There's also to be a nationwide restriction on traffic, no cars being allowed on the roads to prevent car bombing. A somber memorial service in Poland today on the 60th anniversary of the liberation of the Nazi death camp Auschwitz. Israel's president joined the commemoration, saying it seems, quote, if you listen hard enough, you can still hear the outcry of horror of the murdered people. The ceremony today began with the sound of an approaching train being held on the spot where many arrivals at the camp were immediately taken to gas chambers. One survivor, who went on to become Poland's foreign minister, says when he arrived at the camp in 1940, he never imagined he would outlive Adolf Hitler or survive World War II. A Washington, D.C.-based bank known for its ties to the diplomatic community has pleaded guilty to a criminal charge of failing to report suspicious transactions in the accounts of foreigners, including dictators. Riggs Bank has agreed to a $16 million fine today. The Justice Department has been investigating the bank's handling of the accounts, including those held by Saudi Arabian diplomats in Washington, government officials of Equatorial Guinea, and former Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet. An attorney representing Riggs told a federal judge the bank regrets what happened, and the bank has cooperated fully, they say, with the investigation. This is Air America.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to GetGreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's GetGreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Hi, this is Al Franken. The Al Franken Show has bidden a fond farewell to our original promo writer, Kip, and is proud to welcome our new promo writer, Danny. Danny has done us an enormous favor by even considering this job because, quite honestly, he was making more at MTV. He really prefers something in television and has posted his resume and contact information on our website. Also, welcome to some guy named Nick Coleman, who is a writer or something, on the next Al Franken Show.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for joining us. A little bit later in the program tonight, we have two quick sound clips of Dim Sun trying to talk about his plan to, as he put it, save health. Stick around for that. The today commemorates the 60th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz death camp in Poland by the Soviet Army. And during this first segment, I'm going to address that in not in an original way. One of the prisoners found at Buchenwald was a young Jew named Abraham Sikiert. He had kept some records of his experiences on scraps of paper. And the following are two extracts from his story. They are translated from the Yiddish. The first describes how they were driven from the ghetto at Rokovan, forced to march, or rather to run, to Belzec in Poland. And the second bit describes how he escaped from the gas chamber in the concentration camp at Auschwitz. At the time, this young boy was 13 years old. May 14th, 1945. We were driven from our houses in order to assemble on the marketplace. There were about 1,800 of us, men, women, and children. On the marketplace, the SS took over from the Jewish ghetto police. The order was given to form ourselves into three groups, one of elderly people, the second of young and middle-aged, and the third of children. Suddenly, shooting started. We were trembling from fear. They lined us up in rows of six and ordered us to march. I still remember that morning. It was before dawn. 78 dead were left behind. When we reached the outskirts of the town, the SS men jumped on their bicycles and shouted at us to keep up with them. Those who could not run were immediately shot. By midday, we must have made about 35 kilometers. Many people were missing from our lines. At last, we stop in a small Polish village. An elderly peasant woman stared at us from a window of a small hut. One of us asked her for water. The old Christian woman immediately came out with a bucket of water. But one of the SS guards ordered her to go back. He then called the one who asked for the water, a man of 30 or so with a 2-year-old baby girl in his arms. The SS grabbed the child and shot the man dead. He then took the baby by the legs and smashed her head on a stone, knocking her brains out. After a time, we again started marching. Clouds gathered and it started raining. We ran for another 4 kilometers. In the evening, we reached the railway station at Belzec, where cattle trucks were waiting. 100 people were squeezed into each of them. I heard an SS man reporting to his superior officer. 632? That is all? He was asked. Yes, he answered. The rest we got rid of on the way. After waiting for a few hours, the cattle trucks started moving. We did not know where we were being taken. 2. I knew that my parents and sister were already dead. My only friend in the Auschwitz extermination camp was the Jewish writer from Paris, Vaviorka. He happened to be comparatively well situated and for a time took good care of me. His own children were taken away from him and he treated me like a son. But one day he was removed from his post and deported to an unknown destination. I made an attempt to change my place. I felt that Auschwitz was too slow an agony for me. Here my parents were burned to death. Here my sister perished. But just then the most terrible event that I ever witnessed and experienced in German concentration camps happened. A selection took place. We were all ordered to parade, and Dr. Mengele, an SS doctor, picked out all those who looked lean and exhausted for gassing. About 1,800 souls were selected for this purpose, most of them youngsters between 14 and 19. I was fortunate. I was rejected, probably because I was not yet ripe for the gas chamber. The 1,800 chosen victims were marched off to the so-called closed blocks, which no one was allowed to leave. I was told by camp inmates that those selections took place as a rule in the evenings, and on the next morning, special SS detachments would arrive with closed cars, load their victims to the accompaniment of heartrending cries of, "Hear, O Israel," beating and floggings, and drive them off to the gas chambers nearby. This time, however, the selection took place in daytime. As I did not suspect that the victims would be collected before next morning, I walked out of my hut and was strolling across the yard towards one of the blocks when suddenly the stay-put signal was given for all the camp. I saw the selected being led out under a strong SS guard. I realized what was going on and made an attempt to run back to my hut, but it was too late. An SS man noticed me and shouted, "Yes, yes, you too, come along." I was trapped and driven with the others to the gas chamber. Here I saw the crematorium before my eyes. I stopped breathing and I felt like losing consciousness. Suddenly the order was given to undress. Together with the others, I obeyed automatically. There was no will and no realization of what I was doing. We all stood completely naked in the corridor leading to the gas chamber and waiting for the order to march in, when suddenly what looked like a high-ranking SS officer of the crematorium personnel arrived. He appeared in my eyes as the chief emissary of death, and strangely, on looking at him, I regained my consciousness. I thought, "I'm going to die. I am going to die." It appears that this expert of death came for a last-minute inspection. The naked victims were pushed and marched past him. Here and there, he pushed one of us out of line. My turn came. He looked at me and pushed me out as well. There were about 50 of us, and we were standing aside wondering what would be the end of this terrible game. Suddenly he turned to us and shouted, "Get dressed in 2 minutes!" We ran like mad to where we had undressed. When I returned to camp, I realized that I had 4 shirts on me instead of a jacket, a left shoe on my right foot and no shoe at all on my left one, and some useless garments under my arm. 3 hours later, the furnaces of the crematorium were already burning. We watched its thick smoke and knew its terrible meaning. Now, I've mentioned before my... That's the end of that that segment. My experience with coming to an understanding of what happened in that horrible moment in human history that we now know as the Holocaust. Capital H. There have been many small H Holocausts, but this one, the capital H Holocaust. And I guess it was sometime in the mid-50s, late-50s. And I started hearing reports. Maybe it was the news. Maybe it was from reading the newspapers. I had a paper out at the time. I remember the headline when I was 13 years old that said, Stalin dead. No, I was 11 years old. So in reading the morning papers, I got ready for my paper out. I started to learn about the Holocaust. I had never heard of such a thing. I couldn't completely understand it. Of course, I was too young. And years later, when I was probably when I was in my 20s, I read the book Treblinka. And then several years after that, as I mentioned on this program before, I read Elie Wiesel's book Night. And if you, the concern here is that the people who are going to, the people who had firsthand experience, the victims and the perpetrators of the Holocaust, soon will all be dead. And only the storytelling will remain. And I think it is clearly, it's important to understand and to keep telling this story over and over again. Because of what was perpetrated against the Jews, but what we are capable of in our contempt and hatred for the other. Now, there's some more. Stick with me during this first segment, okay? This is Air America Radio.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction, but you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-213-7163 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right. If you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. just call 1-800-213-7163. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. Call today.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 22 past the hour. Dick Cheney was in Poland today. And made some sort of half-witted allusion to the death camps. And I understand that one of the things he said was, quote, "The story of the camps remind us that evil is real and must be called by its name and must be confronted. We are reminded that anti-Semitism may begin with words, but rarely stops with words, and the message of intolerance and hatred must be opposed before it turns into acts of horror." Is it possible that Dick Cheney understands the irony of his own words, or does he, like most of these neocons, just assume that we, the American public, are so stupid and so naive as to miss the bulging irony in what this thug is saying? Today is the 60th anniversary of the liberation by Soviet troops of Auschwitz. An 83-year-old former Nazi SS member who worked at the Auschwitz death camp has apologized in Germany's most widely read newspaper, saying he still hears the screams from the gas chambers 60 years later. Oskar Gröning, who was employed from the age of 21 at the camp in southern Poland, said, "I was ashamed for decades, and I am still ashamed today." He was quoted in Tuesday's edition of Bild, quote, "I am not ashamed of my acts because I never killed anyone, but I offered my aid. I was a cog in the killing machine that eliminated millions of innocent people," end quote. More than a million people, mainly Jews, were killed by the Nazis at Auschwitz from 1940 until its liberation by the Red Army on January 27, 1945. Mr. Gröning, who lives in Hamburg, northern Germany, said his job had been to collect the jewels, the silver, the gold, and other belongings of those who were being held at the camp to send them back to Berlin to help enrich the Nazis. He said, I saw Jews being gassed for the first time one night in January 1943. It was in a renovated farm near Auschwitz-Birkenau. We saw then how people were stripped of their clothing in the building. There were several hundred prisoners. I heard their cries of panic in the gas chamber when the doors were closed. Then the screams inside grew until they formed a terrifying choir, which resonated and vibrated. I still have that noise in my ears. Then, all at once, there was silence. A terrible silence. Above all, I want young people never to forget what really happened. I will never be able to atone for my error. I can only beg for forgiveness. End quote. German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder spoke to an audience of Auschwitz survivors in Berlin on Tuesday this week. He said, quote, I express my shame over those who were murdered and before those of you who have survived the hell of the concentration camps. The vast majority of Germans alive today, he said, are not to blame for the Holocaust, but they do bear a special responsibility. The evil of the Nazi ideology did not come out of nowhere. One thing is clear, Schroeder said, the Nazi ideology was willed by people and carried out by people. End quote. And then if you saw it today, an essay by Aharon Appelfeld. Let me share a little bit of this with you before the break, and then we'll finish it up. In January 1945, 60 years ago today, the wheels of destruction in Auschwitz stood still. The few people left alive described the prevailing silence as the silence of death. Those who came out of hiding after the war, out of the forests and monasteries, also described a shock of liberation as freezing, crippling silence. Nobody was happy. The survivors stood at the fences in amazement. Human language, with all of its nuances, turned into a mute tongue. Even words like horror or monster seemed meager and pale, not to mention words like anti-Semitism, envy, hatred. Such a colossal crime can be committed only if you mobilized the darkest dark of the soul. To imagine such darkness apparently needs a new language. The survivors wondered, where were we? What did we go through? What's left of us? Primo Levi tried to use images of Dante's hell. Others turned to the words of Kafka, especially the trial and in the penal colony. In the penal colony of Auschwitz, the Jew was not condemned because of his old or new beliefs, but because of the blood that flowed in his veins. In the Holocaust, biology determined a person's fate. In the Middle Ages, a Jew was killed for his belief. In the Holocaust, there was no chance to convert to Christianity or Islam. Right after the break, we'll finish this.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Selsun Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Selsun Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue. Use as directed.
Today, millions of minor arthritis pain sufferers are dealing with another painful issue. What pain reliever should I take? For arthritis pain, doctors have recommended the active ingredient in Aleve for nearly 30 years. Extensive clinical studies have shown that Aleve is safe and effective when used as directed. So read the label and ask your doctor about Aleve.
Doctor recommended Aleve, safe and strong all day long. If pain gets worse or lasts more than 10 days, stop taking and consult your doctor.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
When was the last time you woke up full of energy and completely refreshed? If it's been too long, then there's an all-natural way to get the best sleep of your life guaranteed. It's called Liquid Sleep. It's a delicious apple cinnamon flavored powder you mix with water before bed. You will fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and reach that deep dream-filled sleep that's essential for feeling fresh and full of energy. Liquid Sleep contains safe all-natural ingredients, including one derived from tryptophan. You know the stuff in turkey that puts you to sleep after Thanksgiving dinner. So stop feeling like a zombie and functioning at less than your best. Try Liquid Sleep now, risk-free. You'll enjoy the best sleep of your life the very first night, or your money back. Order Liquid Sleep now, and we'll even include a memory foam pillow and $80 value absolutely free.
To order risk-free, call 800-605-3396. That's 800-605-3396. Call 800-605-3396. 800-605-3396.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800. For Barron's.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Friday's Morning Sedition. Sergeant Kevin Benderman is accused of desertion because he won't go back to Iraq. He'll tell us why he's taking on the U.S. military, to follow his conscience. Plus, your chance to talk with Sam Lipsyte about his book, Homeland. If you went to high school, it's about you. Just like Rapture Watch is about you, too. It's all on Friday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
Before the hour, today is the 60th anniversary of the liberation of the death camp in southern Poland, Auschwitz-Birkenau, by soldiers from the Soviet Red Army. Stay with me for this essay, and then we're going to move on. In the penal colony of Auschwitz, the Jew was not condemned because of his old or new beliefs, but because of the blood that flowed in his veins. In the Holocaust, biology determined a person's fate. In the Middle Ages, the Jew was killed for his beliefs. A Jew who chose to convert to Christianity or Islam was saved from his suffering. In the Holocaust, there was no choice. Observant Jews, liberal Jews, communist Jews, and Jews who were sure they weren't Jews were crammed into the ghettos and camps. Their one and only offense, the Jewish blood in their veins. The Holocaust stretched over 6 years. Such long years there probably never were in Jewish history. Those were years when every minute, every second, every split second held more than it could bear. Pain and fear reigned, but even then, in the midst of hunger and humiliation, the amazement sprouted. Is this man? During the Holocaust, there was no place for thought or feeling. The needs of the hungry and thirsty body reduced one to dust. People who had been doctors, lawyers, engineers, and professors only yesterday stole a piece of bread from their companions, and when they were caught, they denied and lied. This degradation that many experienced will never be wiped out. Under conditions of hunger and cold, the body, we learned in the camps, is liable to lose its divine qualities. That, too, was part of the wickedness of the murderer, not only to murder, but first to humiliate the victim utterly, to exterminate every shred of will and faith, to turn him into a despicable body whose soul had fled. And only then, that degradation complete, to murder him. The lust to debase the victim until his last moments was just as great as the lust for murder. In 1945, the ovens were extinguished. Jean Ameri, a prisoner of Auschwitz, and one of the outstanding thinkers on the Holocaust, says in one of his essays, quote, "Anybody who was tortured will never again feel at home in the world," end quote. Great natural disasters leave us shocked and mute. But mass murder perpetrated by human beings on human beings is infinitely more painful. Murder reveals wickedness, hatred, cynicism, and contempt for all belief. All the evil in man assumed a shape and reality in the ghettos and the camps. The empathy that we once believed modern man felt for others was ruined for all time. In 1945, the great migration of the survivors began, a sea of bodies, killed many times over and now resurrected. Some wanted to return to their countries and their homes, and some wanted to go to America, and some wanted to reach the shores of the Mediterranean and go from there to Palestine. Even then, in that strange resurrection, the first questions arose, what is a Jew? Why are we persecuted so bitterly and cruelly? Is there something hidden in us that condemns us to death? Many felt, if an individual may speak for the many, that the 6 years of war were years of profound trial. We had been in both hell and purgatory, and we were no longer what we were. Some entered hell as pious people and came out of it just as pious. That position deserves respect. But most survivors, myself, and especially the young, were outside the realm of faith. And from the first stages of the liberation, we were engaged with the question of how to go on living a life with meaning. The temptation to forget and be forgotten and to assimilate back into normal life lurked for every survivor. We can barely grasp and internalize the death of one child. How can we grasp the death of millions? For the sake of sanity, the survivors built barriers between themselves and the horrors they had experienced. But every barrier, every distance inevitably separates you from the most meaningful experience of your life. And without that experience, hard as it may be, you are doubly defective. A defect imposed on you by the murderers, and a defect you perpetrated with your own hands. God did not reveal himself in Auschwitz or in other camps. The survivors came out of hell wounded and humiliated. They were betrayed by the neighbors among whom they and their forefathers had lived. They were betrayed by Western culture. They were betrayed by the Germans. They were betrayed by the language and literature they admired so much. They were betrayed by the great beliefs, liberalism and progress. They were betrayed by their own bodies. What to hold on to live a meaningful life? It was clear to many that the denial of one's Judaism, which characterized the emancipated Jew, was no longer possible. After the Holocaust, it was immoral. No wonder many of the survivors went on to Israel. No wonder. And no doubt they wanted to get to a place where they could leave their victimhood behind and assert responsibility over their fate, a place where they could connect with the culture of their forefathers, to the language of the Bible, and to the land that gave birth to the Bible. This is not a story with a happy ending. A doctor who survived, from a religious background, who sailed to Israel with us in June 1946, told us, "We didn't see God when we expected him. So we have no choice but to do what he was supposed to do. We will protect the weak. We will love. We will comfort. From now on, the responsibility is all ours." All right. Again, I think it is important. The slogan, the mantra, the promise, the demand, never again, that resonated when the horrors of the death camps began to be revealed to the rest of the world. That never again, never again. Of course, it's been trampled into the dust. There were a million children, by most estimates, who were executed at the one death camp, Auschwitz. Children, all the way down to babies. There have been approximately 1.5 million Iraqi children killed. Which is not, it's impossible to compare mass death on this scale. It is immoral to even to attempt to do it. And I understand that. But in reading, as I have over the past couple of days, essays here and essays there about the horror of the death camps and what led to them. And in juxtaposition to those essays, to read about what we have sanctioned in our attempt to destroy what we call insurgents or Al-Qaeda. When in fact what we are attempting to destroy are Muslims. And when I read some of the things I've read in the past few days, in the Washington Post, day before yesterday, just the first sentence, 20 months after Saddam Hussein's government was toppled and its torture chambers unlocked, Iraqis are again being routinely beaten, hung by the wrists, and shocked with electrical wires, according to a report by a human rights organization. Systematic torture and other abuses are being perpetrated by Iraqi police, jailers, and intelligence agents on other Iraqis. The Jews of Germany were Germans. And the thing that has in my entire life, since I became aware of the Holocaust, the thing that appalled me and scared me and made me realize, like Elie Wiesel, although I think he has since repented, that there is no God, was the fact that aside from this monstrous crime committed by humans against other humans, aside from that, if one can get beyond that, is the fact that this was perpetrated, this was condoned in two Christian nations, Germany and Poland, against the forebears of Christianity, the Jews. You all have seen those photographs of the leaders of the Roman Catholic Church giving the Nazi salute. Priests, bishops, a cardinal or two. And I know the argument is no, Malloy. These were not. You can't say that. You can't. Certainly I can. Certainly I can. I may not be able to tune into the nuances of history, but I am certainly aware of the body blows of history. And that was one. That was one of the most monstrous. 60 years ago today, the death camp at Auschwitz was shut down by the Soviet Red Army.
USPS.com, just about anything you can do at the post office, you can now do from your office. You can print labels, pay postage, track deliveries, even schedule a letter carrier to pick up your packages. Plus, it saves you a ton of time to do other exciting things at work. Now, with the time we saved in our commercial, we'll learn a little Italian.
The large door will be delivered tomorrow. La porta grande verrà portata domani.
So visit USPS.com today. It's just one more way the U.S. Postal Service is working for you.
My name is Christine Knudsen. I'm in Banda Aceh. I work with Save the Children on child protection concerns and emergencies. One of our first priorities is making sure that children are getting back into school. We're doing family registration and tracing right now. We're going to look at longer-term recovery. People look to Save the Children because they know us, because we've been around. We're known by the communities. And that's really our strength. The college.
Help us help them rebuild their lives. Save the Children at SaveTheChildren.org.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600 at over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide. The small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Ten minutes before the hour, I guess the reason Bush didn't attend the ceremonies for the past couple of days in Germany, apparently because it would have seemed just a bit hypocritical, don't you think, given his grandfather's dealings with the Nazis? Huh? What do you think? Barbara is calling from Arizona. Barbara, welcome to the program. Hey, Barbara.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
A little sad. It's getting to me.
Yeah, I would imagine.
You know, I'm a what Grammy Hall would call a real Jew.
Yeah.
My father started a synagogue in our living room for the survivors of the Holocaust. And it was something I should write a book about because it's partial, you know, the rebellious hippie generation childhood meets the, we had some heroes and we had some victims in our Hebrew school teachers. It was quite a gang.
I'll bet it was.
But I've had some very strange experiences in moving to Arizona from California and now thinking I should definitely move back. But I had a very recent experience with anti-Semitism amongst blacks, Hispanics, whites against Jews. Not, you know, there wasn't the racism, but it was all against the Jews. I mean, there was anti-Semitic remarks, and all sorts of nonsense going on. And the management seemed to feel that it not to tell anybody you were Jewish. And it was like, where am I? What year is this?
Really?
What's going on? And I'm assuming you all voted for Bush.
yeah, I'm sure that was...
And being a Nazi doesn't mean you're one thing. It's a race unto itself, it seems.
It's the color. I saw Rick Sanchez, who is one of the co-anchors on CNN, did a report. I saw it just, I think, yesterday about skinhead or Nazi music in the United States and yeah. how it is flourishing, all the websites, and how they borrow from a Nazi insignia, Nazi regalia, Nazi attitudes, so on and so forth. And the musicians and the people who run the websites and the labels, of course, are too young to even have lived. Most of them were born probably in the 60s, which makes it especially alarming. But there have been many Holocausts. There has been one, capital H Holocaust. That was the template. But in the 20th century, think about how many there have been. The slaughter of tens of hundreds of millions of people around the world because they were this or because they were not that.
Right, exactly.
And
it's true, but there was one... being Jewish, you kind of... Yeah, absolutely. You know, the whole thing has to stop. I mean, all of it.
Right.
It has to stop. We should be talking. Everybody should be talking. Rwanda, you know, I mean, it seems to be some part of the nature of man. Interestingly, though, things are coming around again. Like Russia, there's a part of the Russian government, and they gave Putin a Star of David, which he wouldn't put on today,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was like, oh, my God, this man mm-hmm. was very openly anti-Semitic. And Russia is now adopting policies where there can be no Jewish groups.
Well, the Russian Orthodox Church has historically has been incredibly antagonistic towards Judaism. You know that as well as I do.
Well, that they're well, and you take a look at it. You look at the Christian right. You look at all of it. You have the whole world of it. And if they all believe that it is their time to make revelations occur, if you're a Jew, you're going, holy mazzoli.
You know, really?
I don't want to read this book.
I know.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think one of ours would say that, you know?
Right.
Or maybe he was just letting us know. And if you really read Revelations, which I have read, it actually says there's a choice and to beware of the people who are destroying the earth. And, you know, it's mm-hmm. like, you know, we have a choice to go with the environmentalist. I mean, it's almost clear if you really read it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they only pick and choose, you know, what they want of it.
Well, Barbara, these are crazy times. Nothing much has changed. There are no visible death camps anymore. We being the human race.
Not yet.
Right, not yet. But we do our killing.
I'm in Maricopa County.
Right, we do most of our killing now out in the open, and we do it with bombs and machetes and high tech weapons and stones and. It just goes on and on. Barbara, thank you. I appreciate your call. We have to break here, folks. When we come back, your phone calls, and we have just two sound bites from Bush today that I think you will find highly interesting, entertaining, shocking. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Maybe, just maybe, America is seeing the emergence of a two-party system. While there is not enough evidence to confirm a pattern of progress, two developments suggest there may be reason for hope that Democrats will be in the second Bush term, but they were not in the first, an effective opposition. Inspired by California Senator Barbara Boxer's courageous questioning of Condoleezza Rice, a dozen senators joined Boxer to oppose Rice's confirmation as Secretary of State. That may not seem like a radical revolt, but remember, only seven senators opposed Henry Kissinger's nomination as Secretary of State at the height of the Vietnam War. The second sign of hope? All eight Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee opposed the nomination of Alberto Gonzalez, the author of the infamous White House torture memo, to serve as Attorney General. That's the highest level of opposition to an Attorney General pick since 1926. For more on Democratic signs of life and opposition, visit thenation.com. This is John Nichols for Air America Radio.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Many denture wearers are the last to know they have breath odor. If they're brushing alone, they can miss the millions of invisible odor-causing bacteria every single day. That's because a denture or partial denture provides additional surface area where food can be trapped and bacteria can grow. But by soaking their dentures daily, they can kill the bacteria that cause denture odor and save themselves the embarrassment. Now that's a great tip from Polident. Polident kills the bacteria brushing can miss.
I want boy, next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Condoleezza Rice, busy today in her new job as Secretary of State, and she was working the phones. Among the calls with foreign ministers and heads of government, Rice spoke with Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf and the foreign ministers of Russia and Italy. Rice will be hitting the road quickly, according to the State Department, traveling to the Middle East and Europe. An 8-day trip starts next week, ahead of Bush's own trip to Europe later in February. Secretary Rice and her designated deputy, Robert Zoellick, plan to visit all the NATO capitals in the next few months, starting with this trip to Belgium, Britain, France, Germany, Italy, Luxembourg, Poland, and Turkey. As part of the same trip, Rice will also meet with leaders of both sides of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. In Israel and the West Bank, Rice will have the official ceremonial swearing-in tomorrow. 11 Iraqis, one U.S. Marine killed today in the latest rebel violence. As we get closer to Sunday's election, a doctor in Samara says three Iraqis were killed in a house when a car bomb exploded. Also in Samara, police say armed men blew up a local school administration building that was supposed to be a voting center in the election Sunday. These attacks a day after the deadliest day for U.S. forces since the war began. 37 died yesterday. Massachusetts Senator Edward Kennedy called on President Bush today to negotiate a timetable to bring U.S. troops home immediately after the Iraqi election. Saying the American military's continued presence in Iraq is fanning the flames of conflict, Kennedy says at least 12,000 U.S. troops should leave at once, with a complete withdrawal as early as possible next year. Speaking in Washington, Kennedy said America has to give Iraq back to its people rather than continue an occupation that parallels Vietnam. Republicans attacked the timing of the remarks. National Committee spokesman Brian Jones says it's remarkable that Kennedy would deliver such an overtly pessimistic message only 2 days before the Iraqi election. A plea deal reached in an Iraqi prisoner abuse case. An Army sergeant accused in the Iraq prisoner scandal will plead guilty to reduced charges next week as part of a deal with military prosecutors. Under the deal, Sergeant Javal Davis would not have to testify against anyone else. The proposed deal comes less than a couple of days after another reservist charged in the case, Specialist Charles Grainer, was convicted. Davis had been facing the prospect of up to 8.5 years in jail. His lawyer is hoping Davis can avoid jail time altogether. The star of the movie Hotel Rwanda, actor Don Cheadle, joined U.S. lawmakers today, calling for more pressure on Sudan to stop the genocide in the Darfur region. He recently returned to the U.S. from a visit to Darfur with a bipartisan congressional delegation. Cheadle's nominated for an Oscar for his performance as a hotel manager. The United Nations describes the Darfur conflict as the world's worst humanitarian crisis. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we got answers.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free Better Sleep video. Call 1-800-254-7788. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur material, call 1-800-254-7788. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call 1-800-254-7788. That's 1-800-254-7788.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
Marty Kaplan.
The Republican right is now targeting the professoriate. Here's their stinging indictment of college teachers. By an overwhelming majority, the faculty members at American universities are more likely to register as Democrats than to call themselves Republicans. Why do you think that is? Academic freedom? That's so September 10th.
Marty Kaplan. So what else is news on Air America Radio?
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Now, before we come to your phone calls, I want to play just two quick sound bites here. There was a panel discussion today at the Cleveland Clinic in, obviously, Cleveland, Ohio. And Bush was there. It was a panel discussion about improving health care through information technology. Right? Well, that's certainly Bush's forte. Now, Kerry and others have been fairly vocal during the campaign and lately about Bush's lack of any plan to provide affordable health care to anyone, actually. So Bush came out today to propose his grand solution to the problem of, as he calls it, health. The problem, he wants to save health. It's dumb. freak. He wants to save health. So what does the dim sum think is the main reason health care costs have skyrocketed? Is it the corporations of health for profit by the big HMOs, the corporatization of health for profit by the big HMOs? Is it the pharmaceutical companies? Is it the rising cost of malpractice insurance? Is it demand by the American public that even though we rank about 16th now in overall life expectancy and health, we demand certain kinds of medicine, heroic medicine? None of us want to get into preventive medicine. Oh, hell no. So, what do you think Bush sees as the primary cost, the primary reason costs for health care have skyrocketed? Well, here he is.
What struck me about Patty's conversation...
No, that's the wrong one. Let's try the other one. And here he is. Here he is about the rising costs of health care.
We're here to talk about another way to save health, and that's information technology. Now, look, most industries in America have used information technology to make their businesses more cost-effective, more efficient, and more productive. And the truth of the matter is, healthcare hadn't. And healthcare has got, we got fantastic new pharmaceuticals that help save lives, but we got docs still writing records by hand.
Oh, my God! We have docs still writing records by hand? We do? Well, then, take away their pens and notepads, and boom, healthcare will be affordable for everyone.
I said last night that, Bush is the type that if somebody walked by the window of the White House, some old lady leading a cow, and Bush said, well, I'm trying to find democracy in Iraq. And the old lady said, I'll give it to you. Here's a handful of beans. Plant these. Okay. Is this guy stupid? Or, well, why even go there, Mike? Now, last one. This is about Patty. Bush comments on what Patty, one of the panelists, had to say. Patty describes how the wonders of information technology helped her better understand her lab results. that's good. I'm happy as hell for Patty. The only reason we're playing this particular soundbite is because it's so clear that Bush has no idea what he's talking about. He starts rambling about what, liberation? Was he talking about Iraq?
What struck me about Patty's conversation was how liberated she feels through information. And that, I'm sure a lot of patients are pretty nervous about dealing with doctors and kind of the words and the diseases and all this stuff. And all of a sudden, the more educated you become, the more comfortable you become, not only about figuring out what's wrong, but more importantly, figuring out how to cure the problem. Listen, information is a liberating tool, and it's liberating for a lot of parts of life, including healthcare.
Well, is that Patty in the background? Yes, it is. Preach, Brother George. Yeah, yes, it is. Yes, it is. It is a liberating tool. Yes, it is. Amen. Yeah, I'm on the stage with the president. Yes, Mr. President. Preach, Mr. President. What did he say? I'm sure a lot of patients are pretty nervous about dealing with doctors and the words and the diseases and that stuff. Diseases and that stuff. This is the President of the United States. The world hears this, and the world goes, oh God, no, it can't be. That's the President of the United States? Oh my God, quick, let me form an alliance with Russia. Quick, let me work out an agreement with Brazil. Something. That's the President of the United States talking about, another way to save health is to get rid of the doctors writing things. I don't mean get rid of the doctors. I just mean the writing thing. Pads and pencils. And the snicker. Isn't snicker? That snicker, that giggling killer thing there, right? I'm sure a lot of patients are pretty nervous about dealing with doctors and the words and the diseases and all that stuff. Well, I'll tell you what, George. If you're ever sitting in an examining room 2 days after you've had a colonoscopy, and the doctor sits there and says, Mr. President, I'm glad you could come in. Did you bring a relative? You did good. Well, I've got some things to say about diseases and stuff, Mr. President. God. I don't know how this happened. Do you? Does anybody know what is some of these imaginary gods and goddesses and demons and satanic creatures and stuff? Are they playing a joke on us? Is this a joke? Is this a cosmic joke? Have we all fallen asleep? Is this a collective bad dream? Really? I mean, have in your lifetime, all right, you're not that old, but you know how many presidents have been elected or appointed or served in your lifetime? Not that many, right, Booby? Huh? I know, I understand. Okay, that's cool. But as you read history, has any of your history books ever told you about a giggling president? Well, you know, we're sorry about the 31 Marines who went down today, but you know, it's a price of freedom. You know, there's a war going on. A health care? Yeah, we're going to fix health. Death and destruction? That kind of stuff. Right? Stuff. President of the United States, Yale graduate, Harvard graduate, stuff. Well, you know, diseases and stuff, and they use those big words. Don't you hate that big words? Huh? They call it a colon. I don't know what the hell they call it. It's when they look up your ass. You know, what do you call that? Why don't they just say that? Hey, we looked up your ass. Guess what? There's diseases. I hate those big words and stuff. Man. Besides, send me an email. You're writing stuff down, and that's why health care costs are way up. Not for me, I'm a president of the United States, but you know what I'm saying. You know, they look up your ass, and they got to have a fancy name for that. See, that's the problem. That's why health care costs so much. Right there. There it is. How long does it take to write colonoscopy, whatever that word is, or the three-letter word for ass? How long does that take? The difference in there, you know, stuff. That's what I'm talking, you know. I'm trying to save health. You know how to save health? I'll tell you. We need tax breaks for the wealthy. That'll save health. And democracy in Iraq. What do you call that? Information is liberation, and just be liberated from those big words and stuff, you know? I gotta ask Uncle Dick how you say that word. I hate that word. I hate big words like that. I am what I am. And Popeye the Sailor Man, I live in a spinach can. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. Colonoscopus. Colonoscopus. I'm too sick to pray. I don't call it that.
Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-841-1616. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. It's high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call for a free sample of this amazing mattress material at 1-800-841-1616. Call now and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-841-1616. That's 1-800-841-1616.
If your house is in foreclosure, this is a special message for you. You don't have to lose your house. And you don't have to file bankruptcy. We're Stop the Sale. We're the leader in foreclosure mediation. Every day we work with lenders all across the country to help homeowners save their homes from foreclosure. If you're in foreclosure, call us now. 1-800-476-7241. As a homeowner, you have rights your lender may not have told you about. We can delay the foreclosure proceedings and stop foreclosure. We're not a loan company. We're foreclosure resolution specialists. Our service is safe and confidential. Our success rate is over 90%. It's as easy as calling now for a free consultation. 1-800-476-7241. Stop the sale. Everyone deserves a second chance, and we can help. Call us at 1-800-476-7241. Call now. 1-800-476-7241.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year, with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance, and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology. With the Phantom, with 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Proof that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. The latest story about Bush administration's take on how to interrogate people. Female interrogators in Guantanamo. Contract, not women soldiers. According to the, I read two articles now. One in the British press and one by the Associated Press. But female interrogators on our side, contract people, you got to wonder about these women, tried to break Muslim detainees at Guantanamo using all sorts of sexual touching, nudity, in one case smearing a Saudi man's face with what he thought was menstrual blood, and then removing from his cubicle any way to cleanse himself. You know, the subtext of an American is the average American is guilt. The subtext of the average Muslim is shame. And it can be used. Shame. In some cases where groups of detainees in Guantanamo have gotten together and decided that suicide was better than sticking around and having menstrual blood rubbed in their faces or having their genitals fondled while they were tied up. And then if they developed an erection, having comments made that were horribly humiliating. And then the other thing, there is a website that Muslim groups around the world are asking the U.S. government to close. It's a website apparently put together by some soldiers on our side. And it's photos from Iraq, only they're the gruesome photos. They're the bodies blown to pieces and the ones without heads and the ones that are just, you know, shards of bone and human flesh left. But here's the kicker. A lot of soldiers who have access to this site, our guys, are sending in captions for these photos. And apparently the captions are just reeking of cynicism and racism and degeneracy that I don't know where it comes from. Where does it come from? Does it come from being 19 or 25 or 32 and being in a combat zone, in an urban combat zone where you don't know? I don't know. But I'll tell you what, folks, we are truly losing our what little bit of humanity the American culture preserves inside people who subscribe fully to the American culture. We all know that our culture really, truly, deeply sucks. We know that. We know that. Some of us can rise above it. Some of us can swim in it and, get high off of it and still get out of it and, do yoga or meditate or run or read or go to church or synagogue or something to prevent ourselves from being totally swirled down the toilet. We know that. We know that. We know that. We know. And when I say American culture, partly capitalism, unfettered capitalism, unbridled capitalism, predatory capitalism. We know. We understand. We understand what's going on. You and I understand what's going on. We know. We know. When we go buy clothing now that's all made in China, we know. We know what we're doing. We do. When we buy electronic parts, for anything, a television or cables or anything, we know what we're doing. And somehow, I don't know, what is it? The psychologists and psychiatrists who listen to this program, give me the term. It's not cognitive dissonance. It's something way beyond that, where we're able to do that. We can exist in this culture. And somehow, I don't know, keep our head above the surface of this toilet that we're all swimming around in now that the Bush crime family has been in power for 4 years. But think about it. I mean, when in your lifetime, truth seeker, did you become aware that your side, the American side, was committing atrocities like this against people? Against whom no charges have ever been filed. Nothing. These are just people swept up, and whether they're swept up here or swept up in Iraq or swept up in Afghanistan, it doesn't make a difference. And they're dumped into, I don't know what these places are. These gulags that we've established. When did we do that? When did we decide to become like the old Soviet Union or China during the Great Leap Forward years? The Red Guards and the atrocities. When did we become like the Japanese in Manchuria? When did we become the Germans in Poland in the Warsaw Ghetto? When? I don't know. Is it an incremental thing? Did this sneak up on us? When did this happen? When did it come to the pass that we have military officers, one general in particular I'm thinking of, who says that when he was in Mogadishu in Somalia, he could see Satan's face hovering over the city, and he knew that the real enemy in Somalia were not the warlords, but Satan. Satan was going house to house with his cloven hooves and his tail and his... What kind of sickness is this? How do we get to this, huh? What do we do about it? Do we laugh this away? I guess we try to laugh it away, huh? Menstrual blood into the faces of people who've done nothing. Nothing, absolutely nothing. Menstrual blood. Nice, huh? You like that? Wow. Incredible. This is Air America.
Don't let the recent news about your arthritis medicine stop you from treating your arthritis pain. Talk to your doctor. No pain reliever has been proven safer than Tylenol when used as directed. That's one reason why arthritis experts recommend the medicine in Tylenol Arthritis Pain as a first choice. For all-day relief without a prescription, ask your doctor about Tylenol Arthritis Pain. Stop. Think. Tylenol.
Tylenol Arthritis Pain lasts up to 8 hours. Use only as directed.
If you have stiffness, swelling in one or more joints, or fatigue that accompanies joint pain, you may be suffering from arthritis. Although arthritis is more common in older women, it can occur at any age. To help control joint pain, make sure you maintain a healthy weight. Just a few extra pounds can put added stress on your bones. Also, stay physically fit and flexible, get plenty of rest, and use hot or cold treatments to relieve pain. Remember to talk to your healthcare provider first about an exercise program that's right for you. This health tip has been brought to you by Tylenol Arthritis.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't
why George W. Bush would be telling us
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Unfiltered.
Friday on Unfiltered, our third man, Chuck D. from Vienna, Strudel, plus Holy Split Guacamole, evangelist and author of the new book, God's Politics, Why the Right Gets It Wrong and the Left Doesn't Get It, Jim Wallace, is here. And it's Friday, time for the party machine, La Máquina de la Fiesta. Joining us is Alex Olson, Unfiltered, serving the reality-based community since April.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Six before the hour. Yeah, this is Associated Press. It was carried in the Seattle newspaper, the Seattle PI today, but incredible stuff. Strict interpretation of Islamic law forbids physical contact with women other than a man's wife or family, and with any menstruating woman who is considered to be unclean. Sorry, but that's, you know, Judaism, Orthodox Judaism looks at menstruation the same way. So, you know, discuss it with a Muslim or a Jew. But the fact is, this is how it's interpreted. So what happened with, in one case, is being reported by Associated Press, the concept was to make the detainee feel that after talking to the female interrogator, he would be unclean and unable to go before his God in prayer in order to gain strength. Now, here's what happened. The interrogator used ink from a red pen to fool the detainee. In this particular instance, it's my understanding, excuse me, that in some instances actual menstrual blood was used, but the interrogator used ink from a red pen to fool the detainee. She then started to place her hands in her pants as she walked behind the detainee. As she circled around him, he could see that she was taking her hands out of her pants. When it became visible, the detainee, her hand, when it became visible, the detainee saw what appeared to be blood. She said, "Now, who sent you to Arizona?" He then glared at her with a piercing look of hatred. So she then wiped the red ink on his face. He shouted at the top of his lungs, spat at her, and lunged forward so fiercely that he broke loose from one ankle shackle. I should have told you this guy was totally tied down. This report goes on. The man began to cry like a baby. The interrogator left saying, have a fun night in your cell without any water to clean yourself. And it just goes on. What the hell is going on here? This is, and then, the, oh, God. And then there's this report. Did you see this? It was at Common Dreams today. Here comes the freedom, you know, referring to Iraq. They're talking about all the violence that's going on in Iraq right now. And into the article, it talks about where the military comes in, the United States military comes in to these cities now and rounds up people and puts them in, the military puts people into trucks and drives away. I mean, weren't we just talking a moment ago, or at least I was, about the 60th anniversary of liberation of Auschwitz, where people were put in trucks and trains and taken away? I mean, is this right? Huh? Is this what we're doing? The elections in Iraq, of course, are a farce. The murderer, Iyad Alawi, is the one who has been designated already as the winner. You know that. You know that as well as I do. Alawi has been accused, and there are many witnesses, of shooting 7 restrained prisoners. He killed 6 of them in a fit of anger. Here's how Australia's leading daily, the Sydney Morning Herald, reported this back in July. Iyad Alawi, the new prime minister of Iraq, pulled a pistol and executed as many as 6 suspected insurgents at a Baghdad police station just days before Washington handed control of the country to his interim government, according to 2 people who allege they witnessed the killings. They say the prisoners, handcuffed and blindfolded, were lined up against a wall in a courtyard adjacent to the maximum security cell block in which they were held at the Al-Amariya Security Center. Alawi's office has denied the entirety of the witnesses' accounts in a written statement to the Sydney Morning Herald in Australia, saying Dr. Alawi had never visited the center, did not carry a gun, but the informants told the newspaper that Alawi shot each young man in the head, as about a dozen Iraqi policemen and 4 Americans from the Prime Minister's personal security team watched in stunned silence. In Scotland, the award-winning Sunday Herald ran its sister publication's copy, as did the New Zealand Sunday Star Times, the Irish Examiner, Canada's Toronto Post, London Daily Mail, South Africa's Sunday Mail, yada, 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 yada. Did you read about this? Huh? Did you read about this? Australia's Shadow Minister for Foreign Affairs, Kevin Rudd, told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation that while he personally found the allegations, quote, unbelievable, close quote, he also thought that, quote, because they are written by a credible journalist, the responsibility of Australia's foreign ministers to get the truth from the Australian Embassy in Baghdad and from the government of the United States. In the UK, there are also calls for an inquiry. You know, I mean, this is this is. I'm turning into a giggling killer, just like him. The stories have been denied by Alawi and dismissed by members of his government, the U.S. Embassy, and a State Department spokesman. But you know the outcome of the election, don't you? We were. We were talking tonight, coming into the studio, Kathy and me, about the farcical nature of these elections. This is insane. You know, people are fleeing Baghdad. What are they going to do? The U.S. military, the Iraqi military, are going to force people, march them with guns to go vote, to certify the selection of Alawi? Is this... And then Bush is going to call this a democracy? This is like that moron David that called me last night. Well, he promised there'd be elections. Yeah, he sure did. And I guess to David, this is what elections are. This is insane. I mean, isn't it? My scenario, and Kathy disagrees with this, my scenario would be that the violence will be so overwhelming, which I think it will be, that the U.S. military in Iraq will declare, or they'll have Alawi declare martial law and say, well, this is awful, declare martial law. And there will be no elections. There will be nothing for the foreseeable future. Cassie says no, because then Bush will be made to look like a fool. So no matter what happens, there will be an election. If 13 people show up to vote, there will be an election. And Alawi will be declared the winner. And that would justify the murder and death and destruction and blown to pieces children and 100,000 Iraqi dead and 1,400 American deaths. That would justify it. Huh? Right? Now, why did we go there again? Oh, that's right. Weapons of mass destruction. No, no, no. Why did we go there again? Oh, that's right. Saddam was a threat to his neighbor. Oh, okay. Why did we go there again? To establish democracy. Oh, okay. Right. Now, why did we go there again? To get rid of the world is a better place without Saddam than with him. Okay. Why did we go there again? Why did we go there? Why are we there? Why is the death and destruction continuing? Why are we there? What's going on? Huh? It's not the oil. It's not the military bases. Is democracy? This is democracy? This is representative government? This is freedom? This is liberty? Oh, God. Is it? In the twisted, sick mind of Bush and his crime family, this is liberty and freedom and democracy? I don't know. I don't know. I can't get a handle on it, right? Mike Carlton, writing for the Sydney Morning Herald, says, George Bush's second inaugural extravaganza was every bit as repugnant as I had expected, a vulgar orgy of triumphalism probably unmatched since Napoleon crowned himself Emperor of the French in Notre Dame in 1804. The little Corsican corporal had a few decent victories, Lodi, Marengo, that sort of thing, but not so this strutting Texan mountebank. With his chimpanzee smirk and his born-again banalities delivered in that constipated syntax that sounds the way cold cheeseburgers look, and his grinning plastic wife and his scheming junta of neocon spivs, shamans, flatterers, and armchair warmongers, and his sinuous evasions and his brazen lies and his sleight-of-hand theft from the American poor and his rape of the environment and his lethal conviction that the world must submit to his Pax Americana or be bombed into charcoal. Mike Carlton, the Sydney Morning Herald, certainly has a way with words. All right. Paul is calling from New York. Paul, welcome to the program. Thank you for holding on. Thanks for your patience.
Yeah. Okay, Mike. Took me by surprise there. Okay.
All right. I'm sorry. Do you want me to put you on hold and come back in an hour?
No, please.
All right.
I wasn't going to divert attention to this, and it isn't really what I wanted to talk about, but since you're focusing a bit on the anniversary of the Holocaust and anti-Semitism, let's not fail to acknowledge that, well, probably one of the main promoters and generators of anti-Semitism in the modern world today are Ariel Sharon, Benjamin Netanyahu, and the crazed militant Zionist supremacists who have adopted most of their tactics directly from the Nazi playbook against the indigenous Arab populations in Palestine.
You notice that too, huh? Hey, hold on a second. I'll come right back to you. We got a break here, Paul. But I'm not trying to be cute, but you notice that too. I agree. Hold on. We'll come back. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
Sheriff Bush got his daddy's gun, and he's itching to settle the score. With a bloodthirsty posse right behind, he's going off to start a war. Do the Baghdad boogie, gonna kick ass. Do the Baghdad boogie, taking no sass. Do the Baghdad boogie, letting off steam. Changing regime. How do you cure the economy blues? You do the Baghdad.
Got a headache? The relief you need is speeding your way with Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong.
For tough headache pain, the liquid fast pain relief of Advil Liquid Gels is faster and stronger than extra strength Tylenol.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong.
Advil Liquid Gels are the only brand with real liquid inside. They rush relief right to where you need it. Find out what Liquid Fast Pain Relief can do for you. Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid Fast.
Advil Strong. Use as directed.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricetin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricetin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricetin HBP. Use as directed.
The vocabulary of the average person stops growing by age 25. Don't let this happen to you, because if your vocabulary is limited, your potential for success is limited. Verbal Advantage on audio cassette tape is for people who've made the decision to keep growing. Busy people who want a powerful vocabulary, but don't have the time to study. Just by listening, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with precise pronunciation and proper word usage. The words you use are a yardstick by which others measure your intelligence and your level of education. Again, if your vocabulary is limited, your potential for success is limited. So call now for Verbal Advantage, the Word Power Success Program for people who've made the decision to keep growing.
Learn more, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Hi friends, this is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident, because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor.
Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
And now, a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Can you tell the distance? Ribbon all black. Stretch to the point.
10 before the hour, back to Paul, who has called in from New York. You were talking about Sharon and Netanyahu and the rest of these people who are causing perhaps an upsurge in anti-Semitism. These guys are really bad. I don't think the problem I've had, Paul, and maybe you have the same problem, is trying to get people who otherwise should know better to understand the difference between Zionism and the right of the Israeli state to exist. A lot of people say, no, Malloy, you're absolutely wrong. There's no difference between the two. I say that's not so. Anti-Semitism is a terrible virus. but it can be carried. I think Netanyahu is a carrier. I think Sharon is a carrier. So, yeah, I understand what you're
Indeed.
Saying.
Yeah. Indeed. Well, in our remembrance of the fate of millions of Jews and non-Jews alike during World War II, it should be hard to ignore the irony here, especially given the tangential and direct consequences Bush, the neocons, and most of Congress's unconditional support of Israel has vis-a-vis our colossal problem with the Islamic world today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this week in the news, there's an interesting development. I think the Doug Feist story is significant in context to the ongoing FBI espionage investigation of Larry Franklin and the alleged spies in the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee.
No, that's one of the reasons. I think it's one of the reasons Feist is resigning to get the hell out of government. He is going to be questioned if he hasn't been already. And there's a hell of a scandal there, but I don't think we will ever know the true dimensions of that scandal.
Well, they're claimed to have been stealing our military and diplomatic secrets through a source in the Pentagon and passing them along to Israel. And Feist has established a pattern of similar conduct when he set up the Office of Special Plans along with Rumsfeld and Cheney to circumvent our normal intelligence apparatus
right.
and stovepipe those phony stories about aluminum tubes, drones of death, and
mm-hmm.
the entire WMD fantasy as a pretext for war in Iraq.
Right.
So we may be hearing more from him in the future, hopefully from Leavenworth, which is where Bush and Cheney would already be if this were the America of our forebears, that is, after the tar and feathers were applied.
That's
this
true.
Could also be dovetailing in an interesting way with the Valerie Plame affair. But anyway, you know, watching that two-faced, feckless puppet Joe Lieberman playing footsie with the Bush crime syndicate on the floor of the Senate really made me nauseous the other day. But it also caused me to reminisce for a moment. Years ago in Los Angeles, I managed a telemarketing department for an investment company, and at any given time, I oversaw a room full of about 50 people who called up investors on the phone to hammer
right.
them into penny stock deals.
Right.
And I remember one day, one of the people who were on the contact list called into my office to complain about the broker who had called her. Her complaint was that the broker was aggressive, overbearing, wouldn't take no for an answer, and was generally an offensive son of a bitch. And I politely schmoozed her, and I said that I would discipline him immediately and would make sure that she never got a call from him again. But, you know, as those words were coming out of my mouth, what was really going through my mind about the broker was, good work. You know, that's a well-trained salesman. And, in fact, he was one of the top producers in the room. And, sure, she was right, but he was doing his job. And, in fact, I trained him myself and was rather proud of it. Now, what I'm getting to is this. It doesn't do much good to criticize these fascist criminals in the White House and the flunkies in their media cesspool. That's because when you criticize their treachery and treason, what you're really doing is paying them a compliment. They know what they're doing.
Right.
They know they are filthy traitors. They know that they are swine. They know that they are corrupt beyond redemption. That's what they are.
Hey,
That's
Paul,
what
you want to be a you want to be a radio talk show host? You're halfway there.
Well, you know, it feels good to blow off some steam and rant about it sometimes, but that's mainly just a symptom of the frustration. In the end, it may really be even counterproductive because blowing off the steam releases some of the energy that might be channeled into more productive avenues. Now, I'm not saying to refrain from calling out this toilet scum and continuing to vigorously and vocally fulminate against their outrages that are perpetrated against the world community by this subhuman garbage that has taken over our government, corrupted our society while they wave the flag at us. And I'm not advocating breaking any laws, but you know, if your local merchant is a Republican, do business elsewhere. If you know there's a loony right-wing Christian fanatical wacko or Zionazi in your neighborhood, ostracize them. Send your dog over to their front yard. If you know one at work, arrange to have a fax sent to them with KKK letterhead thanking them for their support. Think creatively. If we all start taking action against this degenerate filth who have hijacked our government and embroiled us in an endless, unwinnable war and have besmirched the reputation of our country and soiled our flag and our constitution and our heritage, maybe some of them will start to figure out that there's ultimately a price to pay for the betrayal of America, and we'll bring them to justice and bring justice to them one way or another and sooner rather than later.
All right,
thank
Paul.
You, Mike.
Thank you, Paul. Wow. For a while there, I thought we were getting into Glengarry Glen Ross, but something by David Mamet. But no, I hear what Paul's saying. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Whew. I'm exhausted. Now I know how a lot of people who listen to this program feel. Because Paul was very intense there and using some of that intense language. And I think I'm sitting here listening to what he had to say, but I'm thinking, Jesus, this guy sounds like me. I feel exhausted. Another reason I guess I should apologize to everybody when I sign off every night. All right, quick break. We'll be back. Jim in Missouri, you're coming up next. Who else we got here? David in Atlanta. RB is calling from Saskatoon. Mike in Washington, D.C. Stephen, Miami, North Miami Beach. Bud in New York City. This is one of those nights, I guess, just not going to have any female callers, right? That's all right. Whatever. Whatever works. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Insurgents kept up their attacks in Iraq Thursday in an effort to disrupt the nation's upcoming election. Several polling stations were bombed and scattered attacks killed a U.S. Marine and 19 Iraqis. 37 American troops died Wednesday in Iraq, most of them in a helicopter crash in the western part of the country. Massachusetts Democrat Senator Ted Kennedy made a speech Thursday calling for the U.S. to develop what he called a genuine exit strategy to prevent worsening violence. Kennedy says it's imperative to make these moves to prevent that violence.
The U.S. military presence has become part of the problem, not part of the solution. We need a serious course correction, and we need it now.
Kennedy is one of the leading opponents of the American-led invasion of Iraq. The deaths of 31 U.S. military personnel in a helicopter crash in Iraq are on the minds of many people. 27 Marines based in Hawaii perished in the crash. Retired Marine Brigadier General Mike Neal says this sort of thing is never easy.
It was a tragedy yesterday, and unfortunately there'll be more to come. This war is going to take time. The president never said it was going to be of short duration. These Marines did not die in vain, and these type of problems, this is a mechanical problem, probably related to the weather, they can occur in peacetime.
The troops were part of the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force headquartered at Camp Pendleton, California. The cause of the accident remains under investigation. The suspect in Wednesday's deadly train derailments near Los Angeles has had his arraignment postponed. Juan Alvarez was expected to be charged with multiple murder counts Thursday. However, the L.A. County D.A.'s office says doctors have ruled Alvarez unfit to appear in court due to self-inflicted injuries. Alvarez is suspected of positioning an SUV in the path of an oncoming train, causing the death of 11 people. Condoleezza Rice will make her first trip as Secretary of State early next month. She'll visit 7 European countries along with Turkey, Israel, and the West Bank. Rice visited her new department Thursday after being confirmed and sworn in as Secretary of State. A retired man from Atlanta, Georgia, is among the Holocaust survivors who is remembering the liberation of the Auschwitz death camp by the Russians 60 years ago. Murray Lynn was 16 when he spent about a year at Auschwitz, where the Nazis put his mother and 3 brothers to death.
If I have one message to convey to anyone, this is a simple message. Don't tolerate intolerance against race, creed, or beliefs.
Lynn says it is important for people to learn about the Holocaust from people who lived through it. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free Better Sleep video. Call 1-800-254-7788. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur material, call 1-800-254-7788. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call 1-800-254-7788. That's 1-800-254-7788.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Will Durst.
Say what you will about Bush, and he has managed to reunite France and Germany.
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the dark prince of doubt.
The German justice minister called Bush's tactics Hitler-like.
It's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
Let me repeat that.
We just got called a Nazi by Germany.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
That's not good.
So go to WillDurst.com today and get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Is this a great country or what?
Randy Rhoads.
Half of what Stevie Wonder wrote. Nothing that the Temptations did. Or Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye couldn't get famous now. With Brother, Brother, What's Going On? There's far too many of you dying. War is not the answer, because only love can conquer hate. You can't write that anymore. That's what's so scary about this country. The corporations really won't even let the music get meaningful. God forbid the kids get hip, and they start to understand that this is nothing new, this war thing.
Randy Rhoads on Air America Radio.
Welcome back, 6 past the hour. This is Air America Radio. My name is Mike Malloy. Thank you for joining us. Let's get back to the calls here. Jim is calling from Missouri. Jim, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Jim.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. I was wondering why you're sweeping under the rug the hundreds of thousands of people who Saddam Hussein murdered and put in mass graves.
Well, in the first place, In the first place, I'm not sweeping anything under the rug. That's what right-wingers do. I don't sweep anything under the rug. I get it all out there to be examined. That's A. Here's B. Those mass graves don't exist. What they are finding are grave sites that contain... Now, this is just as bad, but they're finding grave sites that contain 200, 300, 400 bodies as a result of the torture and the death and destruction that Saddam Hussein perpetrated against his own people. But the lies that you and I were expected to believe about 300,000 and 400,000 mass graves, they have not turned up. Now, if you know where one is located, tell me where and what your source is.
Okay, I haven't been there personally.
No, neither have I. I said, tell me where they're located, because you read, and tell me what your source is.
Okay, mine's just...
Okay, yours is just what you've heard, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What you've heard has come, I'm guessing, it's come from people like Limbaugh and Hannity and Savage and right-wing talk show hosts, or maybe Fox News, or possibly Newsmax.com, am I right?
It was on the regular news a couple years ago, yeah.
No, it was not. No, there has never been a report. Now, Jim, I just asked you what your source was, and you said it's just something you heard. There's never been a report of a mass grave being found in Iraq that contained 100,000 bodies, or 50,000, or 10,000, or 3,000, or 1,000. It has not happened. Just like there were no weapons of mass destruction, just like there were no chemical, there were no nuclear bombs, there were no chemical supplies, there were no huge tanks of anthrax. Jim, they lied to us.
What about in Sudan? There's hundreds, thousands of people down.
Well, I don't know about Sudan. I know that the Muslims and the Christians are, mostly the Muslims are killing the Christians. It's tribal warfare there primarily. Oh, sure, there's all kinds of atrocities going on there. Oh, absolutely. But as far as, we haven't invaded Sudan. We haven't killed 100,000 Sudanese. We haven't lost 1,400 American soldiers there. There's lots of atrocities all over the world being perpetrated, and we all understand that. But the one we're involved in is our atrocity against the Iraqi people.
Well, there was 12 years before we invaded Iraq and that Saddam was killing people in there.
No, that's not true. We invaded Iraq in 1991, and this is after we gave Saddam weapons to use against the Iranians back in the 80s. We provided germ warfare, satellite surveillance, armaments, weaponry, bombs, death and destruction, landmines. Because remember, Iran and Iraq had, I believe it was an 8-year-long war of attrition. Saddam was a bastard. I've never said he wasn't. I think he is where he belongs, in a prison someplace. I just wish the Iraqi people would have cut his throat, like the Italians did to Mussolini. You see? But Bush lied about him to us, and the threat he posed... If we were attacking Iraq because of Saddam's atrocities, okay, but they said it was due to weapons of mass destruction, because they were a threat to us, because they were going to send nuclear bombs here. Now, wait a second. It's the lying. Remember Clinton? It's the lying. That's the part that we can't take. That's the part you can't take, Jim, and that's the part I can't take, is the lying. 1,400 American soldiers are dead because of George W. Bush's lies. You do understand that?
I know 1,400 Americans are dead, but...
Because of what? Because of what?
Because we needed to go over there.
No, we didn't need to go over there. George W. Bush lied to us. Condoleezza Rice lied to us. Rumsfeld lied to us. Colin Powell lied to us. Everybody lied to us and said that they were a threat to us. Come on, Jim. You and I are men. You and I know how to use guns. You and I hunt. You and I are not pansies, are we? You and I know Saddam was no threat.
He was a threat.
To whom?
To everybody he was around.
Okay. Jim, thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. You have a nice evening, sir. Stephen is calling from North Miami Beach, Florida. Stephen, welcome to the program.
Yes, can you hear me?
I hear you just fine, sir.
Okay. Main reason I'm calling tonight, I think I'll just stick to this reason, has to do with something you talked about last month about, I believe it was in Salinas, California, where the hometown of John Steinbeck, where the library there was getting ready to close.
Right, right.
Okay, now, I want to point out before I even get into that, that... You see how the news media is today, the way a lot of it, or most of it apparently, is dominated apparently by the right wing through a variety of different ways. They're controlling the flow of news to fit their desires or their needs. Now, if you also let the nation's libraries close because various cities don't have the funds to keep them open, can you see how that would... make the situation even worse in this country?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Okay, now, with that in mind, I have an idea where we could, I'm talking about the entertainment industry in particular, serve as an example for the rest of big business. You know, the entertainment industry is a very big business.
Mm-hmm.
They can use part of their funds from their profits to keep libraries open. Now, let me get specific.
Hold on. I totally disagree with you.
I
agree. Hold on. Let me get a word in here.
All right.
I agree, Stephen, that corporate America has a responsibility that they are not fulfilling. Stephen, let me finish. Okay.
All right.
I believe that corporate America has responsibility that they're not fulfilling, and part of that responsibility might be what you are suggesting. However, these are public libraries, and as far as I'm concerned, public libraries, like public parks, like national parks, like so much that is supported by tax dollars. The tax dollars come from all of us. If the tax dollars are used wisely, if they're not used to murder an entire country, if they are used to enhance the quality of life in this country, I think that's what they should be used for. So, you know, I kind of agree with you, but I think you are you're leaving the door open a little bit too wide for these right wingers to slide through.
Yeah, I haven't even presented my idea yet.
Well, I know, but
let me tell you what it is, and then you can tell me what you feel about it. It's very simple. Let me give you an example. Now, I don't know if you realize how important a movie like The Grapes of Wrath is.
Yeah. The book is even more important.
Right, but do you know, according to the 2004 copy of Video Hound's Golden Movie Retriever book, which is supposed to have all the movies on video in there.
Yeah.
According to the book, it shows that movie is still not on DVD. Now, they never, ever show it on television, all right?
Well, sure they do. The last three times I've seen it have been on television. Where are you going?
Stephen,
where are you going? Where are you going with all this?
What I'm trying to say is, to give you an idea, this is all connected, but you have to let me tell you what it is, otherwise...
All right, well, Stephen, I've already given you 3 minutes and 23 seconds.
Really?
Now, come on, come on, come on. What's
well,
up here?
You did most of the talking, I'll be honest with you.
Okay, but what is your phone call about, Stephen?
Well, I'm trying to tell you right now.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, go ahead.
This is for the American people, all right? Steven Spielberg needs to remake The Grapes of Wrath. He needs to remake... Oh, boy, I'm trying to remember the second movie now.
The Jungle.
He's trying to remake the movie The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Yeah.
And he could do it better than nobody, better than anybody, because he's the best director out there.
Okay.
And maybe even redo the movie Fahrenheit 451.
Okay.
But the first two movies are the most important. Now, from the movie The Day the Earth Stood Still, with the special effects, plus you make it in color, unlike the original, they can make a fortune from that movie. All right, Stephen,
I hear you.
These are message movies I'm talking about.
Stephen, you're going to make me open a vein here. Listen, I hear what you're saying. I think it's a wonderful idea. I agree with you. This is good stuff, Stephen. I'm glad you called in. But guess what? I got to take a break. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. You have a nice night, Stephen. I agree. I love films. I love movies. We'll be right back.
Everyone's stiff. Dialogue so sad. This one movie's why I wouldn't believe it. But if this one movie I could get up and leave it, yeah. This one movie I could get up.
At USPS.com, just about anything you can do at the post office, you can now do from your office. You can print labels, pay postage, track deliveries, even schedule a letter carrier to pick up your packages. Plus, it saves you a ton of time to do other exciting things at work. Now with the time we saved in our commercial, we'll learn a little Italian.
The large door will be delivered tomorrow. La porta grande verrà portata domani.
So visit USPS.com today. It's just one more way the U.S. Postal Service is working for you.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
The vocabulary of the average person stops growing by age 25. Don't let this happen to you, because if your vocabulary is limited, your potential for success is limited. Verbal Advantage on audio cassette tape is for people who've made the decision to keep growing. Busy people who want a powerful vocabulary but don't have the time to study. Just by listening, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with precise pronunciation and proper word usage. The words you use are a yardstick by which others measure your intelligence and your level of education. Again, if your vocabulary is limited, your potential for success is limited. So call now for Verbal Advantage, the Word Power Success Program for people who've made the decision to keep growing.
Learn more, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
David is calling from Atlanta, Georgia. David, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike. Being in the South, I like to say, entre et autre gens. Do you know what that means? Hell is other people's. I'm false out. But anyway, I feel kind of inferior being in Atlanta and all that, but
yeah.
Let's go on from there.
Okay.
2 points I'd like to bring up. I guess you've already heard the idea of Hitler as a Saddam Hussein of the 30s. And the other point I have is some ethical questions about the establishment of Israel itself.
Well, now, wait a minute. When you say Hitler was this... Now, what did you say?
The Hitler, Saddam Hussein of the 1930s.
Hitler was the Saddam Hussein. Are you comparing a two-bit punk ass like Saddam Hussein with a world-class genocidal monster like Hitler?
Oh, only the methodology, not the magnitude.
Oh, no, I disagree. I really do. I disagree respectfully, but I disagree. Saddam Hussein was a two-bit punk-ass torture and killer, sort of like Donald Rumsfeld.
Yeah, magnitude. Definitely magnitude there.
Well, yeah, but magnitude, but orders of magnitude is what makes someone a world-class, historical, homicidal, a genocidal maniac. Saddam Hussein...
Now,
wait a second.
Okay.
Saddam Hussein is more like Donald Rumsfeld. Okay? They're both two-bit punk-ass killer torturers. That's all they are. Please don't compare Saddam Hussein, as big of a punk-ass as he is, please don't compare him to someone like Hitler. Hitler is up there...
You won't let me talk about the methodology.
Yo, hold a second. Hitler is up there with Stalin and Mao. Okay? Hitler is in a class that is attained only by world-class, homicidal, genocide perpetrators.
I won't argue about magnitude with you, Mike, because I agree with you on the magnitude there.
Okay, just wanted to get that clear.
Okay. The methodology, though, is similar.
No, methodology, no, sorry. No, you're going to have to... I'm going to let you talk, but as we go along, I'm going to respond. The methodology is not similar. The final solution to the Jewish question that was put together by Himmler, Hitler, Goebbels, and the rest of these monsters is nothing compared to the two-bit punk-ass crap that Saddam Hussein put together to kill a few Shiites.
Magnitude issue, and I agree with you on the magnitude.
All right, Paul, where are we going with this conversation?
Okay.
I mean
Henry
David.
Henry Ford funded Hitler early in the beginning.
Right.
Okay. Then you had funding from DuPont. You had help from Sullivan and Cromwell. John Foster Dulles was selling Nazi bonds. You had the International Bank of Settlements in Switzerland with U.S. Federal Reserve officials there.
We had Prescott Bush handling some of it here in New York. So what's the point?
You had international business machines selling him the
Right. Party
leaders and all that.
Right.
Okay. He was built up. He was given support. He got too big for its britches, and he started conquering Europe. Now you look at, what's that fellow, Saddam Hussein. We gave him all the little rudiments and the biological warfare supplies, some of the basics for maybe some production of nuclear weapons and so on. It never got too far, but he was built up. He was financed. He was loaned money world over. He was set up.
Okay, well, David, help me out here. David, help me out here. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the wealthy powers that be in this world manufacturing enemies, causing
riots
in the world.
Yeah.
Financing these monsters, whether they're as big as Hitler or two-bit punk like Saddam Hussein.
Okay, all right, we're on the same page then. All right, we agree.
Okay.
We're in agreement, and I appreciate you checking in. I got to move along.
Second point.
No, David, get the second point with me another night, okay? I've had you on for 4.5 minutes while you made that first point, and I'm not trying to be a smartass with you, David. I really am not, okay? I appreciate you calling in. But that was one of the most boring phone calls I've ever heard in my life, okay? Everybody on God's earth who has a brain understands how Hitler was built up, okay? So when you call this program, you got to be sharper than that. Don't you know, I feel like, what's his name on American Idol auditions, you know? What's his name? Simon. But really, I'm sorry, David, that was an excruciatingly, painfully boring phone call, all right? And I like to avoid that. This is talk radio. Okay? And you know, David, I'm sorry, you're not going to Hollywood. All right? So, come on, lighten up on me. I mean, I appreciate your call. But when somebody starts out a phone call with me about Hitler and Saddam being on the same page, it's only a matter of magnitudes. That's where I go, ding dong, wait a minute, time to move on. All right? Thanks, David. Appreciate it. All right, well, we'll get RB when we come back. All right, stay with us. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
So the promise of an Aryan world would never materialize.
So why did they all come out of the woodwork
on the day the Nazi died?
Hey!
The world is
hey.
Filled with maggots.
Hey!
The maggots were catching fire.
Hey, hey!
They're making a tasty meal of all the bosses and bureaucrats.
Hey!
They're taking over the boardrooms and they're fat and full of pride.
Hey. And they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died.
So if you meet with these historians, I'll tell you what to say.
Tell them that the Nazis never really went away. They're out there burning houses down and peddling racist lies. And we'll never rest again until every Nazi dies.
Hi. This is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Many denture wearers are the last to know they have breath odor. If they're brushing alone, they can miss the millions of invisible odor-causing bacteria every single day. The problem is real. That's because a denture or partial denture provides additional surface area where food can be trapped and bacteria can grow. But by soaking their dentures daily, they can kill the bacteria that cause denture odor and save themselves the embarrassment. Now that's a great tip from Polident. That's sure to make you smile. Polident kills the bacteria brushing can miss.
My name is Christine Knudsen. I'm in Banda Aceh. I work with Save the Children on child protection concerns and emergencies. One of our first priorities is making sure that children are getting back into school. We're doing family registration and tracing right now. We're going to look at longer-term recovery. People look to Save the Children because they know us, because we've been around. We're known by the communities. And that's really our strength. The college
help us help them rebuild their lives.
Save the Children at SaveTheChildren.org.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600. At over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
Can a moderate leadership emerge in a Palestinian society where children are recruited to be suicide bombers? Can Ariel Sharon pull the settlers out of Gaza without bringing down his government? How are American Jews and the issues we care about affected by the presidential election? Why is Madonna studying Kabbalah? How do you rate the best kosher hot dogs? Read the foreword and find out. Keep up with tradition and what's new and changing. Enjoy award-winning reviews and arts coverage, exclusive reporting on stories found nowhere else, provocative editorials and news analysis on issues affecting all of us. More than ever, we need to stay in touch. And there's no better way than reading the Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. Try it for 4 weeks free. You'll then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free. Call now for the Forward. 800-253-7800. That's 800-253-7800.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
You've seen Barry Crimmins knock him dead at Air America Radio's Satire for Sanity.
I live in upstate New York. I mean, all we have now are prisons and Walmarts. And I'm pretty sure that the prisons have the better health plan.
Now read Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal, the new book by the man the Boston Globe has called a mixture of Tom Paine and Mark Twain.
Most elections, you look at the election, you look at the candidates, and you go, man, you know the big problem here is somebody's going to win.
Barry Crimmins' Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal from Seven Stories Press.
You can read my book. There's more in it.
You've heard Ambrosia sing the news on Air America's Unfiltered. Now you can bring Ambrosia home when you buy Ambrosia Sings the News 2004. Go to AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the Ambrosia Sings the News banner. Buy a copy of Ambrosia singing about all the absurd news of the past year.
You know, the ages past had lots of nasty girls and naughty boys. Somehow got promotions, big fat raises, brand new shiny toys.
Go to AirAmericaRadio.com to get your copy of Ambrosia Sings the News 2004.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Hole in the air from those nasty
Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the feel that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there.
Welcome back. 26 before the hour. Well, this is ironic. RB is calling from Saskatoon, Canada, and RB, even as you are waiting on hold, I got an email from someone who listens to your calls and doesn't like it when I put you on the air. Isn't that interesting?
I wonder why.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe it's because I raise uncomfortable facts and speak uncomfortable.
That could be. Things. That's what that could be. I mean, a lot of people. You ought to see some of the emails I get about me.
Hey, I only talk about what I've read about and what's actually common knowledge amongst a lot of people. I mean,
and good for you for doing it.
I mean, when people should have been questioning the Reichstag fire in 1933, maybe some of the horrors of the Holocaust may not have been perpetrated. You know what I mean?
That's very true.
Because there was a lot of, everybody saw it coming, and they wrote about it, talked about it then within the German community. It was a complicity through silence and through acceptance and through believing propaganda and being comfortable with their lives and not wanting to stir the boat and seeing what happened to friends who did speak out. And it's slow, it's incremental. And I believe you're asking, when did America change to a torture nation? And I think it was the year 2000 when Bush became president.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, you know, I've said before, RB, I'm not so naive as to not understand that in the post-World War II history of this country, we have been involved in that danse macabre, as I call it, with the Soviet Union, in so many instances where we overthrew governments, assassinated people, destabilized entire countries, wiped out. You know, John Negroponte is living, breathing proof of how vile this country was in the 80s insofar as engineering and acquiescing in mass death in Central America. But as far as I know, the Bush crime family is the first organization in the history of the United States who has made torture an official policy. It was always unofficial, off the table. The CIA called it wet operations. What's his name? Who's the Assistant Secretary of Defense who's also resigning? I'm drawing a blank. Not Secretary of State. I'm sorry. Oh God, who is the guy? The bald headed guy, white guy. Anyway, during Vietnam, he was the guy that would send into Laos and Cambodia. He was kind of the Colonel Kurtz of his day, and he wound up being the Assistant Secretary of State. And I can't think of his name. He's bailing out when Colin Powell bails out or has bailed out. But he was involved in so-called wet operations. So, and those were the ones that were, you know, you go in and assassinate somebody. So again. I'm not, nor are you, so naive as to believe this has never happened. When we had Salvador Allende executed, I mean, it just goes on and on and on.
But the thing is, the American people are decent people when given the facts.
Well, that's true, right?
And
right.
The truth is out there, and all they have to do is be told the truth. I believe that, Mort Saul, I sent you an interview with him, and he said that the. If Kennedy's assassination, the truth behind Kennedy's assassination was never uncovered, that there was no hope for America because that was the whole key to the fascist coup, that the Vietnam was not going to happen the way it was going to happen unless they got him. And I think that the year 2000, when the Kennedy papers were going to be unsealed and the Reagan papers were supposed to be unsealed, that was the turning point. They had to win that election, and they had to start this war because... hey, the economy's tanking, and they have to have a reason to keep people afraid so they'll keep supporting them. And what is really scary, of course, is the fact that the Social Security thing, the reason they're trying to want to privatize and change it, because they've already spent it.
Yeah.
People got to remember that.
That's very true. Oh,
trifecta.
I've gotten a couple emails here. Richard Armitage was the guy whose name I was trying to think of. Yeah.
But, I mean, they've already spent it in Iraq and gave it all to their rich friends and the defense contract industry and all that stuff. I mean, it's already written. It's already too late. The only way to take it back, I think, is through direct action, because with the black box voting, how are you going to do it with voting?
I know.
In a bad way.
That's right.
But there is hope, because you're decent people once the truth is known.
Well, that's been the case in the past. I'm beginning to wonder if it's still the case. I've kind of lost some degree of faith in my fellow Americans. I really have. And the reason I have is because the truth was put in front of their faces where it concerned this atrocity that we have committed in Iraq. Everything was right there in front of everybody's face before the elections on November 2nd. And 59 million or 56 million, however they jiggered the voting machines, let's give them 10%. There's still 54 million Americans went to the polls and voted for a liar, a killer, a mass murderer, someone who is as stupid as a field full of pine tree stumps, and we sent him back to destroy America and the world. So I have lost faith in the American public. I have, totally. Now, I'm not talking about I don't mean total faith. I'm talking about in at least half and possibly more of the population of this once great nation. They suck. They're morons. They're halfwits. They're willing. What they say is, even back in 2000, they said, we don't like peace. We don't like prosperity. We don't like no soldiers dying in foreign wars. We're going to elect George Bush. He will get us into wars. He's a liar. He'll destroy Social Security. He'll screw up the tax system. He'll screw everything up. So we're going to vote him in. Now, if Americans didn't know that back in 2000, they certainly knew it in 2004. We are a dumbass nation, RB. For the most part, we are ignorant. We are stupid. We are befuddled. We have a news media that is like a Disney cartoon, and it gets worse and worse. We have generals who see Satan in the sky over foreign cities. We have a president who likes to jerk the religious right around and tell them that he talks with God about what country to invade. I'm sorry, my man. You continue to have faith in America that once the truth is out, they react accordingly. I say, I wish I could say the word on the air, and I can't, but the initials are BS, okay? I don't believe it anymore.
All right. Well, like they said in the Nuremberg trials, you have a duty to commit domestic crimes to stop international crimes from occurring.
Yeah,
so
right.
You have a duty to say, you have a duty not to follow orders, people. You understand that?
Yeah.
Tell everybody you know.
Yeah, I hear you. Thanks,
okay.
RB.
Bye.
All right, appreciate your call. You know, I'm not alone in that either. So many people that listen to this program, that's why a lot of people listen to this program. Where the hell else are you going to turn to this hour of the night? No, the other programs on Air America, and there are other programs that are not on Air America. Liberal talk show hosts, you know who they are. They're out there. They're scattered around. It's like guerrilla warfare. They're out there. They're out there. But people don't come. You know, my audience doesn't come here for education. If you do, get out of here. I don't want you listening. Come here because you already know. I'm not going to tell you anything you don't know. You know it already. You know, these half-witted right-wing talk show hosts who think every day that they're educating their listeners, their flock, their ditto heads, their sheep, their morons. And they are. It's miseducation, it's poison, it's death, it's destruction, it's what has destroyed the country. But that type of listener doesn't come to this program. And I would venture they don't come to any program on Air America and liberal talk in general, but Air America specifically. There's nobody going to tune into Randy Rhodes, for example, who doesn't already know how he or she, the listener, feels. Same way here. People who listen to this program are just as clear as ice on what's going on. So I think most of the people who listen to this program share this feeling of, I don't want to say despair, but this feeling that the country is off the tracks and that most Americans can't be trusted anymore. And by most, I mean the majority. Let's face it. Look at our government. The government reflects who we are and what we believe in. It also reflects apathy. But apathy be damned. Here we are. The House, the Senate, the White House, the judiciary, governorships, state legislatures, locked down by neo-fascists, corporatists, whatever you want to call them. Now, they didn't get there because they overthrew a legitimately elected government, even though you might say, well, Mike, that did happen in 2000. I'll grant that, sure. But we had a chance to throw these bastards out in 2004, and what did we do? We gave them more votes. Even when you consider 2, 3, 4, 5 million votes may have been filtered or stolen or changed. Okay, if it was 5 million, then we got the wrong man in the White House. I understand. But it should not have been more than 10,000 people voting for Bush out of 100 million, 110 million who cast votes. Maybe 10,000 nutcases, dead-enders, right-wingers, and losers in this country. You would think even right-wingers would understand what's going on. But they have been educated by Limbaugh and his parrot, Hannity. So, obviously, they don't. Right? Huh? Huh? Yeah. You're damn right.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Credits. The whole gang. Program engineered in New York City by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Linda Blake, associate producer, answered your phone calls. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall, MaximumInteractive.com. Our webmaster, Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org. Archives the show. Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Catherine Bay is our executive producer. And a special shout-out tonight to Lincoln McGrath. You know who you are. All right, where are we? Bill is calling from North Texas. Bill, welcome to the program. Hey, Bill.
Hey, listen, you know, Bush's remarks about the medical records?
Yes.
I've been deconstructing those things, and I think I know what he's giggling about.
All right, tell me.
Well, you know, he's pledging $180 million, something like that, to upgrading all the medical records and digitizing them.
Yeah.
Now, we know the only way that money's going to be used is if we follow Bush's guidelines.
Right.
The right contractors, you know, do it whatever way they want it done.
Yeah.
Now, he's got to know that this isn't going to save much money on medical surgery. I mean, it's not going to save us any bucks. But it's medical records. And isn't that what John Ashcroft was trying to do for like a year and a half?
Yikes.
Brute force, you know.
Yeah,
he
I think
finally,
you may.
You know, he gave up and quit.
I think you may be on to something here.
Yeah, I mean, what could be more clever than, you know, make it look like a sweet government handout?
Right.
Instead, they get to profile every single medical report, every doctor visit, every morning after pill, and, you know, just go from there.
Oh, my God.
So is that too conspiracy-minded? Or
not with this gang. No, that's crystal clear. You know, they don't do anything. The Bush crime family members don't do anything without an ulterior motive. And another truism about the Bush crime family is no matter what the circumstance, if they say it's white, it's black. If they say it's up, it's down. If they say they're weapons of mass destruction, there's nothing. So you may definitely be onto something here, Bill.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Keep smiling, Mike.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Thanks for checking in. Jimmy is calling from Orlando, Florida. Jimmy, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me on.
Sure.
I wanted to say I think you did a great thing by exposing this moron yesterday, David. You remember him?
Yeah, I've had a bunch of those call the program this week. I don't know why. I mean, it's fine with me. They don't have a chance, but yeah, you know, sure.
Well, the thing that struck me the most is something that I keep on noticing. It was a moment when he said, "Why do you hate America?" And you said, "You know, of course, I don't hate America."
Right.
And he said, "Well, you keep on criticizing the president." Right there, it was just once again. I think, why do I keep on seeing this in the inauguration parade? I remember the one of those loud announcers. They said, "Show your love for your country." I'm like, "What?" They keep on doing this. So, mm-hmm. The thing is, it brings me back to this book on Nazi propaganda.
Right.
I read a long time ago, and one thing stood out in that book, and it said, "Hitler is Germany. Germany is Hitler." And
right.
I think that these right-wingers need to be just told right up to their face, look, you are being manipulated by Nazi techniques.
Mm-hmm.
They are not doing it outright, but you're still seeing the end result. I mean, the obvious reason for saying that Hitler was Germany and Germany was Hitler is that if you criticize Hitler, you must hate Germany.
Sure, absolutely.
And there you go. I mean, this guy's doing it without nobody actually saying it clearly out loud.
And you know who Hitler got it from? He got it from Napoleon. Now, my French is no good, but I think Napoleon said, "Le stat, c'est moi." I am the state.
Well, there you go.
So Hitler, you know, Hitler wasn't original either. Mm-hmm. Or the state is me, or whatever the hell. I don't know. Le stat, c'est moi.
All I do is just refine it. They look in the books, you know, every time I look at a picture of Carl Rove reading a book, I'm thinking he's looking into Hitler's playbook.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, there's no question, no question. And the bureaucrats in the Bush crime family, they look in Stalin's playbook or Khrushchev or Brezhnev, some of these calcified former leaders of the former Soviet Union. I sometimes ricochet between which model are they using, the Stalinist model or the Hitlerian model, and sometimes it's difficult to tell. Totalitarianism is totalitarianism, whether it's right wing or left wing. It doesn't really matter all that much. Hey, listen, thanks for checking in, Jimmy. I appreciate your call. You have a nice evening. Marge is calling from Indiana. Marge, I just have time to say hi, Marge. You got 40 seconds, and we have to go.
Real quick, town meeting tonight with Nightline. Your former congresswoman let it off, Jan Schakowsky.
Oh, was she there?
Yeah, she. They ran her three questions at the beginning of the last town meeting, and she brought up basically the same three again.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Pearl, George Allen was there for the fascists, and Ambassador Joe Wilson, and I'm sorry, I don't know the Democratic congressman from Massachusetts, was there from our side. One real thing, real quick, these people that don't understand fascism and Auschwitz and all the rest of it, Linda Ellerbe on Nickelodeon is doing a thing for kids so that we never forget.
Oh.
Maybe some of these right-wingers, it's their age bracket. They might be able to understand it if they watch that.
All right, that'd be a good idea. The guy from Massachusetts, I bet it was Edwin Markey.
Could be. It was an M. I know that, but I can't
tell
you for sure.
Yeah,
can I ask you a real quick question?
Sure.
What's the difference between XM and Sirius for us Midwesterners who are deprived?
Get Sirius. Sirius is
they're coming out with boomboxes. In other words, I don't have to sit in the car to listen to it.
Yeah. Well, do it. Well, get either one. I don't know. Get both of them. Hey, listen. Got to go. Marge, thanks.
Take care.
All right. You too. No, get serious. I mean, Sirius. I don't mean get serious. I mean get serious satellite radio. That's the better of the two. There's no question. All right, thanks. I'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks for participating, however you did it. All right, take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
If your house is in foreclosure, this is a special message for you. You don't have to lose your house, and you don't have to file bankruptcy. We're Stop the Sale. We're the leader in foreclosure mediation. Every day we work with lenders all across the country to help homeowners save their homes from foreclosure. If you're in foreclosure, call us now, 1-800-476-7241. As a homeowner, you have rights your lender may not have told you about. We can delay the foreclosure proceedings and stop foreclosure. We're not a loan company. We're foreclosure resolution specialists. Our service is safe and confidential. Our success rate is over 90%. It's as easy as calling now for a free consultation. 1-800-476-7241. Stop the sale. Everyone deserves a second chance, and we can help. Call us at 1-800-476-7241. Call now, 1-800-476-7241. If your house is in foreclosure, this is a special message for you. You don't have to lose your house, and you don't have to file bankruptcy. We're Stop the Sale. We're the leader in foreclosure mediation. Every day we work with lenders all across the country to help homeowners save their homes from foreclosure. If you're in foreclosure, call us now. 1-800-476-7241. As a homeowner, you have rights your lender may not have told you about. We can delay the foreclosure proceedings and stop foreclosure. We're not a loan company. We're foreclosure resolution specialists. Our service is safe and confidential. Our success rate is over 90%. It's as easy as calling now for a free consultation. 1-800-476-7241. Stop the sale. Everyone deserves a second chance, and we can help. Call us at 1-800-476-7241. Call now. 1-800-476-7241.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Insurgents kept up their attacks in Iraq Thursday in an effort to disrupt the nation's upcoming election. Several polling stations were bombed and scattered attacks killed a U.S. Marine and 19 Iraqis. 37 American troops died Wednesday in Iraq, most of them in a helicopter crash in the western part of the country. Massachusetts Democrat Senator Ted Kennedy made a speech Thursday calling for the U.S. to develop what he called a genuine exit strategy to prevent worsening violence. Kennedy says it's imperative to make these moves to prevent that violence.
The U.S. military presence has become part of the problem, not part of the solution. We need a serious course correction, and we need it now.
Kennedy is one of the leading opponents of the American-led invasion of Iraq. The deaths of 31 U.S. military personnel in a helicopter crash in Iraq are on the minds of many people. 27 Marines based in Hawaii perished in the crash. Retired Marine Brigadier General Mike Neal says this sort of thing is never easy.
It was a tragedy yesterday, and unfortunately there'll be more to come. I mean, this war is going to take time. The president never said it was going to be of short duration. These Marines did not die in vain, and these type of problems. This is a mechanical problem, probably related to the weather. They can occur in peacetime.